Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Tomona, T-O-M-O-N-A, Green, G-R-E-E-N. Tomona Green is a 59-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 5/10/18. But on that occasion, her feet got entangled in some branches that were on the ground, causing her to fall more so on the right than the left knee. She indicates her injury started with the knee and then incorporated the shin, hip, and back. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. She did receive treatment but no surgical intervention. She is no longer receiving any active care. New paragraph. For the record supplied, Ms. Green was seen by Dr. Foda, F-O-D-A, on 5/11/18. She complained of an injury to the right forearm, as well as the mid and low back, more on the right side involving the hip, as well as both knees, worse on the right with an abrasion. Exam found a very small abrasion with no bleeding or open wound at the right knee. The knee and hip were tender to touch, and she had a slight limp. Her back is sore, but she has a history of lower back pain and is just, quote, stiff, end quote, currently. She underwent x-rays of the right hip and knee that were negative for acute fractures. She was diagnosed with a fall on the same level, contusion of the right knee, as well as contusion of the right hip and thigh. She has begun on medication, activity modification, and referred for physical therapy. She participated in physical therapy beginning 5/14/18. She was monitored by the various providers at Concentra over the next several weeks. As of 7/3/18, she had completed physical therapy. Her hip and thigh pain had improved and she was ready for discharge. She has occasional muscle spasm, but she is able to walk, squat, and bend without difficulty. She was only taking over-the-counter Motrin as needed for her symptoms. Physical exam. General appearance. She was observed walking into the exam room through the parking lot with a very slow gait. Ascended the four stairs slowly and holding on to the banister. She expressed how she does not like to take any medications, especially when driving. She states that she used to go to the gym before her injury. Extremities lower inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue. Overlying the left knee was a 0.5-inch round scar at the infralateral aspect, consistent with her fall. She also had old, quote, tube, end quote, scars in the medial ankle secondary to burn care. Motion of the left hip was minimally reduced to 25 degrees, but was full on the right to 30 degrees. External rotation on the right was guarded to 10 degrees. Motion of the hips was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Motion of the knees was from 0 to 100 degrees, limited by her excessive adipose tissue, but no crepitus or tenderness. Motion of the ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Manual muscle testing yielded 5-5. Resisted right hamstring strength, but this was otherwise 5/5. There was global tenderness throughout the right lower extremity, sparing only the posterior right knee. Paired modified provocative maneuvers were negative. Paired, I go back to general appearance. From the outset, she grunted, sighed, and grimaced from the outset. Paired thoracic inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue, but no apparent scars. Paired sacral. She ambulated with a physiologic but slow gait, not using a handheld assisted device. Paired, she did not have a limp or a foot drop. Paired, she was able to stand on her heels and toes. Paired, she changed position slowly, was able to squat to 30 degrees and rise. Paired, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 75 degrees. Paired extension bilateral rotation and side bending were full, but right side bending elicited tenderness. Paired, she was tender to palpation, but the right sacroiliac joint, but not the left. Paired, the rest of that is normal. Through, she had a positive contortion maneuver for symptom magnification. Paired, impressions. On 5/10/18, Timona Green tripped on some branches and fell. Paired, she was seen the next day at Concentra by Dr. Chiu, C-H-I-U, who noted a history of prior low back pain. Paired. X-rays of the right hip and knee showed degenerative joint disease, but no fractures. Paired. She was initiated on conservative care, including physical therapy. Paired. She received medications as well. Paired. Follow-up continued through 7/3/18, when her hip and thigh pain had improved and she felt ready for discharge. Paired. She was deemed to have reached functional goals and was ready for discharge. Paired. New paragraph. The current exam found Ms. Green to be morbidly obese. Paired. She ambulated with a slow but physiologic gait. Paired. She demonstrated grunting, sighing, and grimacing from the outset. Paired. She also had global tenderness, palpation about the right lower extremity, sparing the posterior knee. Paired modified provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Paired. She had a virtually full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Paired. There was a large, triangular, thick, hypopigmented scar at the base of her spine that she attributed to a burn. Paired. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the right leg, hip, or back. Paired. In this case, Ms. Green sustained soft tissue injuries that have resolved from an objective clinical perspective. Paired. She has been able to return to the workforce in a capacity similar to the one she held with the insured as a bus driver. Paired. And that is the end.